Welcome, anime fans and foodies, to Anime Bento. Each week, we bring you some news, talk about our favorite shows and characters, give you a fun recipe to try out, and suggest whatever we're into this week. Joining me this week is...
Nicole.
Hey, Nicole, everyone. Nicole is new to the podcast. This is her first time on it. Nicole, do you want to introduce yourself a little bit, let the listener know a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I'm Nicole on Instagram. I'm at Nicole, knee, like your knee on your leg with five E's. Super new to anime. I introduced, I guess, to anime through friends. And also, they have a very big presence at cons that I go to. We'd go to cons primarily for TV and movies. Saw how diverse and exciting the anime world is and wanted to learn more. So here we are. And I'm excited to discover and learn more with everyone here on Anime Bento. And you, Jimmy, learning more from you has been fantastic, just like this week's recommendation.
I'm glad to have you on here. It's always great having a new co-host come on, someone different, the audience not used to you. So I'm really excited to dive into the show with you. And I'm sure everyone's excited to hear your opinions on different animes and such. Before we jump into the news, I just let our audience know about our week. So I'm going to let you guys know about my week coming up or what I've been up to. I have had a crazy week. I secretly went to the Ariana Grande concert this weekend.
Oh!
I didn't want to let too many people know because the tickets were kind of pricey. So I was just like, I'm going to go in secret. Yeah, but I knew I had to go. I was like, okay, I'm going to go. So I did that this weekend. I've got Hillary Duff the day we're recording. So after we do this, I'm going to shower and drive off to a Hillary Duff concert. So this has been a crazy concert week with me. But I've just been, you know, being a little concert, seeing all the pop girlies this weekend, and watching a lot of anime as always. I don't know. Did you do anything cool, like anything interesting this weekend? Or anything you want to share?
Interesting this weekend, but just based on
this week,
these episodes that you've been having. So I work at my work, we do a lot of weddings, and we actually had our pride weddings this week. And Friday, we basically had 270 weddings that we had to do. So this has been a pretty crazy week here in the Bay Area, San Francisco. This is also Pride weekend. My work does not have an event other than those 270 weddings, but that was a lot in itself. So I'm glad to have this weekend off for once, because usually we'd have a big pride party. But now I get to be here with you. So that's also very exciting. And then also coming up, since you're talking about concerts, I wish I had Hillary Duff. I wish I had Ariana Grande. So I'm going to look forward to hearing more from you and your experiences there.
I'm just going to say, if you have the money, everyone, see Ariana Grande. That concert was life changing. I don't know. Well, yeah, it was life changing. My life was changed. And it was her birthday concert. It was her birthday that day. So all the backup singers came in. Like before she played Thank You Next, they came out with the cake. It was so good. I was excited. And I broke my cardinal rule. I was this is the new concert goer. Jimmy's new rule was no merch. Try not to buy any merch. And I was like, for those of you who aren't Ariana Grande stans, it is the 10th year anniversary of Dangerous Woman, the album. Uh-huh. And she had a shirt, so I had to get the shirt, which I'll be wearing in California, so everyone will get to see it when I go to Comic-Con this year. But yeah, I broke the rule. I ended up getting merch, you know. But sometimes you have to.
Sometimes you have to. I feel the same way. A lot of the time going into a concert, I know you and I talk a lot about concerts, and going into one, I always say, oh, the merch doesn't look great. I don't know if I'm going to buy anything. I'm not going to wait in line for that. And then always end up coming out with something. So, like you said, cardinal rule, but it has some wiggle room for myself.
That's
as well.
True. She had this brown hoodie that I was like, I'm not feeling it. But like, as I was seeing people walk away with it, I was like, I really want one. I guess luckily, unluckily for me, it was sold out by the time I got to that. Yeah. I don't know. We're both BTS fans. We've been talking about their concert coming up. They have the jerseys, the they home do. Jersey or yes. the jersey. And I was like, at the beginning, I was like, I don't want that jersey. I don't think I need it. And now I'm like, is it? Maybe I will wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning to get in a line.
Yes, they are. I think it's that almost that FOMO too, because they are so lucrative and limited. They only allow, at least for the BTS one, I'm not sure for other concerts, but it was like one purchase per SKU. So you couldn't get multiple, even of the member jerseys. You could either, I think it was a limit of two. So you couldn't get one of each of the seven. You could only pick two. So your top two.
Oh my gosh.
Very limited. So if that determines if you get it or not for your upcoming concert. I don't know if I'm trying to sway you or not, but just
I know it's just it's crazy because I am getting merch for BTS. I already decided I'm doing the pre-order when the pre-order opens for. I pray they do a pre-open.
I like, love how they did for that. Arlington. I hope they do. Yeah,
because like I'm like that will save me time.
Yeah,
because all the stuff I really wanted is on the pre-order. The jersey is not. Yeah, like way in the line. I don't know. I think. I just need that little nudge, and I'm bringing our mutual friend Karma's going with me.
Yeah, it's exciting.
If she gives me that little nudge of like, we should wait in the line, that's all I'm going to need, and we'll be in the line. So we'll see. That's not until August. Oh my gosh, everything's coming up so quickly.
Yeah, that's only July. A month. Yes.
I know. And I haven't even finished those little, I'm still working on so many projects, too many craft projects I'm doing.
But you're the craft master. That's what I was saying. So I'm sure they'll all be fantastic and mind-blowing because you always somehow come out with these crazy concepts and make them happen at the last second. I don't know if that's so stressful for you, but it always looks amazing.
Thank you. I don't think I told you this, but I'm opening up my light stick. I'm like sawing it open. Did I tell you that?
Oh, you
did. Because I saw someone decorate the inside of their light
yes.
stick. And I was like, I could do that. So I bought a little saw. I'm sawing it open to put a tiny gin in there.
I love that. I was deterred because when you take the little topper off, it's not easily accessible. So I was like, okay, not meant to be. But I love how you found a way.
I know. I'm nervous because I'm like, this is the only one I have. I don't know how. Easily, it's going to be to obtain the second line. If I break this, what's going to be? But we will see. But yeah, concert season is gearing up. I know a lot of the hosts on the podcast are doing concert season, like Seth, we were talking last week. So
it's yeah.
exciting.
And all very different, because I think the ones he was talking about were more alternative. Evanescence, still fantastic. Simple Plan, amazing. But I think primarily we talk about K-pop, which is a very different lane.
I know. It's like.
But yeah, it's so fun. Yeah.
It's I was going to do in hyphen. Like, I was so like, I can go one day early to Comic-Con and do it. But I was like, oh, I don't know. It's basically the hotel plus the ticket plus the flight. Like, it was like, man, it's going to cost me like a grandish to like finish this.
Based on some news, though, for Comic-Con, you may just have a surprise something. So maybe it'll be.
I know. I've been talking to our Karma about, like, I'm like, we must do, like, this might revolve around this. With my luck, it's going to be the same, like, Saturday during the day when we're in college. I'm not wishing that. I'm just like, I'm excited. I can't wait. I'm excited for Comic-Con. I'm excited to see all you guys again.
Same. Yeah, that's definitely, where we connected and formed this great friendship, which I'm very thankful for. But yeah, I'm excited. That's in a few weeks, coming up quick.
Too quick, some might say. Okay, well, let's move on to the news. The battle for the biggest anime headlines never ends, from new seasons to unexpected plot twists. Now, here's everything you need to know in this week's anime news. Attention, Straw Hat fans. Netflix is adapting the One Piece heroines novels into a special that trades giant battles for character-focused stories, giving fans a closer look at two of the smartest members of the Straw Hat crew, Nami and Nico Robin. premieres in Japan July 5th and to stream internationally on Netflix July 11th. We got some new season announcements. As soon as season 5 wrapped up, Rent-A-Girlfriend wasted no time announcing season 6, meaning the romance, the awkwardness, and the misunderstandings are officially coming back. Season 6 is officially in production and it will adapt the manga's cohabitation arc. Kill Blue also pulled the trigger on season 2. No news yet on which arcs this will be covering, but we will be sure to keep you updated. Classroom of the Elite season 5 was officially announced right after the season 4 finale aired. The reveal came with a teaser, but no release date yet. Season 5 will continue adapting year 2 of the story, picking up right after the first semester arc. Attention My Hero fans, Bucket Squad dropped a My Hero Academia collaboration that turns UA students into basketball energy. Each ball is themed after characters like Deku, Bakugo, and Todoroki, with designs based on their quirks. It's part sports gear, part collectible, and all plus ultra. Each ball retails for $85 and are on sale now. All right, it's time for the part of the show where we make questionable decisions and defend them confidently. Our rotating anime segment starts now. Segment of the week. Bring it on and let's speak. This week's segment is the building of the ultimate pop group. And I was, as soon as you said you would do this episode, I was like, this is what we're doing. We should do this.
I was so torn which way to go. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's fine. Nicole and I are going to go back and forth. We've each created our, okay. I don't know if I said boy band to you when we were talking about this or pop group. I interpreted it as boy band. So there are no girls in my group. I don't know how you interpreted it.
It's so I will area. Say, yes, I did think, that's funny, like boy group. And I was, I don't know if this is going to connect to what you created, but I was trying to think of something surrounding a very specific character, and somehow something switched maybe after the anime that you recommended for this episode. But I went a total different direction and went girl pop. And I was like, let me do a girl pop group. So we are going to have two very different.
This is perfect, actually. Because sometimes when I do these things, I'm always worried that like, my picks and the co-host picks are going to be the same picks. So I usually have backups. This time I was like, no backups. We're going straight in. So it's perfect. We're going to have
perfect.
No crossover. Slightly, this has been inspired. I don't know if you are obsessed with like dance groups, but there's this dance group called Brotherhood. I don't know if you've heard of them.
They did this NSYNC
dance at a dance competition. And it's been all over my Instagram feed. Oh, wait. Did you see that Jungkook and J-Hope did the dance?
Yes.
Yeah, that's from the Brotherhood group dance performance.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I've been obsessed with that. So that's why I've been like, well, I'm obsessed with pop groups in general. But like, that was kind of the inspo for this.
Okay. Well, mine is my girl pop group is very dancing heavy because I was like, I don't know who would be a great singer or play instruments, so I at least there's that correlation.
For me, I assumed everyone could sing. I was like, you know, no matter what character I put in there, I'm like, you're a singer, and I'm like, the vibes. I want the vibes.
How many members is yours? Because I do have a list, and I was like, I don't know if this is too many or too little.
I did 7. I went like the BTS route. I was like, 7 members. I don't think I could have done 13.
No, I was like,
7. But 7 is where I was like, I'm locking in. How many people are in your group?
Okay, I have 6. So fantastic.
Okay, we're good. I'll start first, and then we'll go back and forth. Okay, so I picked, and I kind of assigned them a little, like some of them have roles, some don't. But for the leader of my group, I picked Isagi. And Isagi is the main character from Blue Lock. I feel like he's a leader in the anime. So he's got that like team building, game plan making kind of leadership. He's always evolving. So he's always changing as the like matches move on. So he's someone who's like can adapt to different eras of the band. And he's going to make every performance feel like it's the final match in the World Cup. So Isagi is like my leader pick.
I think because of our K-pop world, I also assigned my
okay, perfect.
My girl's roles. And in my leader role, I'd say I have actually our main character of who we're going to talk about, Anastasia. So she's my leader. I don't want to go into, I know we're going to go into the rundown of the anime and then spoilers. So without any giving any spoilers, she just, her personality to me fits the leader role. Like she's goes, gets what she wants. She knows what she wants and does things to make that happen. So, and she also takes a lot of people under her wing. So I think she would be great in that aspect of a lead for a group.
I could see her, like, she would make a great leader. We will dive more into her when we talk about the anime, but yes.
And I'll tie it back in. I just don't want to give any spoilers. Yeah.
For my rapper of the group, I have two rappers. So my first one is Asta from Black Clover. If you've watched Black Clover, you know Asta is just super fast, super loud. So he's going to have that, like, I don't think, he gives me, if you're a BTS, you know, fan, he would give me like J-Hope vibes because he's not as calm as Suga. So he's loud, he's fast, he's got maximum energy. So I was like, that's perfect. That's what we need in the group. We got a leader who's kind of calm and collective. We need the like crazy one. Although he's not my only crazy one in the group. We're going to go insane later. But that's my second pick. That's my, like, rapper gun.
For mine, I was, again, thinking of who would be vocals. Not sure. So I have Lou from Sakamoto Days because in there she, I don't know, she's pretty agile and everything, but unlocks certain things when and talents when she is drinking. So I was like, maybe. Sort of like that. I thought of like the Family Guy episode where when he was drunk, he was like a great piano player. So I was like, maybe in her case, she can do a lead vocal, but needs a little motivation before going on stage. So she would be my lead vocal. Just like surprise. You have no idea she has vocal range or anything, but as soon as she gets on that stage, again, with a little motivation, maybe from our cocktail today that you'll recommend, that she'll, I don't know, be a total powerhouse vocal.
I love that. I think that kind of goes into my next pick. So my second rapper, this is gonna, I just assume he's gonna be able to rap. I have no proof that he can. Is him? It's Himmel from Free Ren, and I picked him because I feel like this is my like Yoongi like Suga guy. He's lyricist, he can write, he like understands words and like how powerful that is. And I was like, oh, that's cool. We need the stoic, like, and he's like cute, he'll be like the little heartthrob that people are gonna like fawn over. So, and he does great ending pose. If anything we learned from like when he posed for that statue, he knows an ending pose, so we don't have to worry about him in the group lineup. So Himmel for my second rapper is where I'm going for that.
And then I go big into dancers. And then I'll explain that when we get into our rundown of today's anime. But basically everyone else I have is, I think, would be a great dancer. So I have Momo from Dandadan because that intro, I know you talked about with Karma, but that intro and all of with that song, like if she could just take what she does there and apply it to this girl group, like she will be have the main dancing like solos where everyone kind of breaks away and then she just does her thing and has her own very specific style. Maybe it's shuffling. Maybe it's, I don't know what it is, but I feel like that's something she could do. She's also a very strong lead, maybe not leader status in my girl group, but I think she could kind of keep them in line, kind of like the mom of the group.
I
love
that.
How you talked about that intro, because I totally, that intro to that anime, or the song was the intro for me into that anime, and I was hooked from there, just like you.
Oh my god, yes. Oh, Creepy Nuts has become one of my favorite bands. Have you seen Mashle, Magic, and Muscle?
I have not, but now if it's related, I will have to.
Just go on YouTube and look for season 2's intro, because they do the season 2 intro song for that. And it's kind of like the vibes aren't, it's a different vibe, but you're like, oh, I feel the same feeling. Like, it's so cool. They're such a great band. I recommend them for sure. Speaking of dancers, my dancer pick is Sanji from One Piece. Sanji is the legs guy. I'm like, footwork, he's going to make choreography look easy, and he's like so dramatic, so I think that's like what I want. Well, then I'm like, well, now I'm thinking about, like, what about his hands? He doesn't really move his hands, but we'll have the cool feet work for sure.
Very Lord of the Dance.
Yeah, I guess, you know, when they shift, oh my gosh, I can't remember what it's called. It's like the themes of the album.
Oh yes, the concept.
The concepts, yeah. When we go to the, like, Lord of the Dance concept, we get Sanji forward. And he's a good cooker. Like, I feel like that's, you know, if you're a BTS fan, you love when they cook.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, who's your next Pixar?
No. I was going to say, he cooks on the dance floor and in the kitchen. Fantastic. Yes.
Oh, great.
My next one is more choreo. The an anime that you actually recommended and dove into. So I have Hikari Wanda from Wand Dance on there. I love that you intro me to that, because the technology behind it of having actual dancers with the little dots on them to kind of influence the animation is amazing. I don't recall who does hers. I think it's based on multiple different choreographers, but I think that goes without saying. She is one of the amazing performers in that anime, one of the lead ones, and I think main visual as well, with the white hair, very main character. So I think she could be another one of my lead dancers. I'll have like 4 lead dancers if that's possible.
I feel like it's going to be like the same. I don't know. I keep going to BTS, but like, you know, like some of them weren't really into dancing, and then now they're like in the dance team. Like,
yeah.
V, he wasn't as hard. Like, I just feel like the trio was like J Hope, Jimin, and JK. And then like V's now, and I feel like part of that too. So I think they'll move in. You start as vocals, and then you get drawn into the team.
Yes, and then I feel like my group is dancing, and then there will be something that brings them into vocals. That, again, I'll tie it in when we go today.
So another member of my group, I think I put him. He's gonna be vocals for me, but it's more the like flashiness and style that he's gonna bring to the group, and that's Tengen from Demon Slayer.
Love it.
I feel like he's going to bring the drama, the costumes.
Flash.
This is the person who's going to run the concept. You know, like, everyone will be kind of, like, into it, but he's like, I took this to 1,000.
No, that fits him perfectly. And it goes into mine, because my next one is Mitsuri from Demon Slayer. So she's kind of the same. I love her weapon she has. I feel like that goes along with whatever dance they could do, just as long as she's not hurting anybody, I guess, being a little bit careful. But yeah, again, very lead visual. Her fighting style is very dance, I guess. Kind of reminds me of, is it in Jumanji when her character is like dance battling? Like, that's very Mitsuri to me. So lends itself very well into my girl pop group.
I could see people doing that hairstyle.
Oh, like that, yes. Hair. Absolutely.
Okay, so you have one left, right?
I have one left, yes.
Okay, I have two. So I'm going to drop my last two. So another person I have, and I was like, we need another bad boy. We need like a bad boy of the group. Because I don't really think, actually, I'm looking at my list. We don't really have a bad boy, but we need one. So I picked Bakugo from My Hero Academia. And the intensity, like the crowd's going to go crazy. For when he comes on stage, it's going to be like, people are like, he's going to be the favorite that, you know, you tell your friends he's your favorite, but to your mom, you're like, that's not my favorite member of the group. So I had to have Bakugo. I had to have someone from My Hero. I wanted to put Mineta in, but I don't think Mineta would work in a boy group.
In a group?
No, I don't think so. For my last pick, and then I wanted to pick someone who could, like, have some cool visuals and, like, kind of be a little producer-esque of the group. And I picked Mob from Mob Psycho 100. And I wanted another, like, more quiet, more visual guy. And then, like, he's quiet in real life, but he explodes on the stage. And that's kind of the feels I was going for. So if you haven't watched Mob Psycho, I recommend it. And I think we're going to be doing it soon on the podcast. I'm not sure. But cool. Mob Psycho is another great anime. So Mob from Mob Psycho is my last pick. And that's like my little boy band that I created.
I love it. I wish we could have I'll have to look everyone up and kind of put them side by side.
I think it's going to look crazy.
Yeah, I feel like mine will be too. But I just to get the full picture, you know?
Yeah.
And then my last person, again, it will tie it back into what we'll be talking about today. So avoiding any spoilers is Lainey. So yes, she's a very cute character. Another visual, let's say, very entrancing, if you will. But there's a specific reason she's also in this group, and I'll just call her a main visual. I don't know if she can dance or sing, but maybe she'll have some help with that. And then to your point, when you first said this, I was going to try and do something around Nana, but then I was like, everyone has to be, which could have been easy, like dark and gothy, could have been like a goth girl group. Same with the anime we're talking about today, Tilty could have gone into that, but then I wanted something more fun and colorful. So this would be my girl group. I didn't give them a name. I know I think I should have, but
I didn't either. Maybe we'll think of some names, and then when the episode drops, I'll post it on the Instagram. So if you come up with a name, I don't know what my group is, so weird. Like it's a lot of different people, but we should. Maybe we will. Yeah, if we do,
yeah,
we'll post it. But don't hold it to us. Like
no,
it'll be fun.
Yeah, and if anyone has an idea for names, we'd love to know.
Maybe y'all can name the group for us. I think that's a better way to But yeah, that was both our pop groups. What kind of do you think, is your group like a poppy group, or what are they like? What's the feel?
Yes, I would say it starts, that'll be their initial very poppy, but they'll kind of traverse into different concepts and genres a little bit, like dip their toes in different things, because with the help of their leader, as we'll get into. How about you?
I like it. Yours? I think, I've been listening a lot of ATEEZ since the album, so I'm like, man, I love the vibes. But,
I can see, yeah, some of your characters being more of like the intense. I feel like even BTS's things are kind of intense these days. They kind of do everything.
Yeah, I think we might roll into maybe like a rock vibe with some ballads in there. Maybe we're a throwback 80s like power ballad group. Well, those are both our bands. We would love if you guys could give them some names. Maybe you can name their fandoms too. Would their fans be called? We would love to hear that from you guys. Okay. Every week, one anime steps into the spotlight. This week, we watched it, we processed it, and now it's time to talk about it. This week, we are covering The Magical Revolution of the Reincarnated Princess and the Genius Young Lady. That's such a short title, everyone. The Magical Revolution of the Reincarnated Princess and the Genius Young Lady is what happens when a royal princess decides that the traditional magic politics are boring. So she just rewrites the rules of magic itself. Princess Anisfia can't use magic the normal way. So instead of giving up, she becomes obsessed with inventing her own magical gadgets, flying machines, and chaotic experiments that absolutely terrify the royal court. She's basically a genius inventor with zero respect for tradition and way too much confidence in herself. Then enters Euphelia, a perfect, elegant, noble prodigy who has her entire life ripped apart when she's suddenly stripped of her royal engagement in a very public scandal. Instead of breaking her, though, she gets recruited by Anisfia as her new assistant. What starts as an unlikely partnership turns into chaotic magical science experiments, political drama, and a surprisingly tender story about two girls building a new future together in a world that wasn't designed for them. You can stream The Magical Revolution of the Reincarnated Princess and the Genius Young Lady on Crunchyroll. Every great anime has its food moments, and now it's our turn. Here's this week's special recipe to help you enjoy the show. This week, we're featuring a fun cocktail called Euphelia's Grace. 2 ounces of white tea, 1 ounce of elderflower liqueur, 1 ounce of pear juice, 1/2 ounce of lemon juice, 1 ounce of vodka, ice, and garnish with some edible flowers and a thinly sliced pear. A refined floral cocktail that looks calm on the surface, but has a quite depth and strength underneath it, just like Euphelia herself. Now, let's dive into the show. Okay, Nicole, what were some of your first impressions of this anime?
First impression, as you said, the name is overwhelming. When you recommended it, I was like, what is this even about? It is in the name, but even trying to hyphenate it would have been such a, it's also a mouthful. It's definitely not something I would gravitate towards. One of the first animes I watched was Demon Slayer, very big on battles and everything. So this is not something I would usually go towards, but I'm so happy I did because the story, a lot is packed into these 12 episodes. With the characters and everything. And I loved Anisfia from the very first episode. My goodness, I don't know how you can't like her from the first episode. She's so different, like you said, rebellious and everything. So seeing where that goes and how that moves forward, I was very interested in from that first episode. And then just interesting take on the politics. I was, at least first impression wise, I was like, how is this going to play into the full story? And then I was like, now maybe I'm going to take this as a metaphor. The politics are a metaphor for what becomes of these characters. But overall, I loved it. It's such a cute story. I wish there was more because, again, so much was packed into the 12 episodes. I feel like a lot of things could have been maybe elaborated upon a bit. But I'm sure that's where you get into reading it. So maybe I will do that as well. But again, something I wouldn't gravitate towards, and now I'm here, I am thinking about reading the full novel, so thank you.
For me, so I was kind of looking for an anime to like continue our Pride Month, mm-hmm. or to kind of cap off the Pride Month of the show, and I was looking through, and I mean, full disclosure, you know, everyone, I don't really gravitate to the two females love story. And I was like, and then as I was looking at the list, I was like, man, we really like, I would love to dive into something like that. And I found this show and I instantly fell in love. Like the characters, I love how no one is who you think they should be, or like no one is who the community wants them to be. Like everyone wants her to be this like princess and kind of just live her normal life, but she's drawn to magic and she really like loves this part of her world, like something that she can't have. And I think she says this one line and it's episode one, so it's not really a spoiler. She says, and it's in like the first 10 minutes of the show, so I'm not too worried. She says, every magician should use their magic to make others smile. And as soon as she said that, I was like, I'm fully into this anime. I'm ready to go. The characters we meet, I was so drawn to everyone. Euphelia, I instantly like wanted to protect her from episode one. I was like, no one hurt this child.
Yeah.
We need to like comfort her and protect her. I don't know. I just was really drawn to this. This is my first time watching it as well. So It was great. Like, I was excited about it. I there were two shows that I recommended for you. And then I think we decided on this one. I really liked it. It is a sub show. So it took me like a quick second to really get into it. Because sometimes subbed, you're like, you can't really not focus on the anime, you know, where you miss out. So it took me a minute, and then I was just like locked in. I think I binged this in like 3 days. I was really into the show. So I definitely am loving it. But now that we talked about some of our first impressions, we are entering the spoiler zone, everyone. If you haven't watched the full season, please jump to minute 57. And hopefully, again, I put in the time to keep yourself free from any spoilers.
Now entering the spoiler zone.
Okay, it's time. We can talk about anything we want. Hopefully, people have fast forwarded. Okay, spoilers. Where are some spoilers? Or like, what do you want to talk about? Not just list of spoilers.
Just list of spoilers.
Yeah, no context. No. what would you like to talk about?
Anything. Well, I want to I'm just going to not defend my girl pop group, but just more explain the members that I have. So Anastasia being the leader, because she does this magicology that she's so into, she will, I don't know if this is cheating, but she will create something where everyone sounds fantastic. You need a... People aren't lead vocals, you'll become a lead vocal with magicology. So no worries about that. Well, as long as your dancing's on point, we will make sure it'll be like magical auto-tune and everyone will be entranced. So that was also why she was my leader. Because, yeah, she's this inventor, as you said, like creates this great technology because she loves magic so much, which... I love that about her character. Like it's something she's not allowed or can't have. She wasn't born into, but she still pursues it because she loves it so much and just wants to, like you said, make people smile, make the world a better place, even though it's something she wasn't given naturally. So that's, again, from the first episode, loved her. Like, she's fantastic. I think the, who's her maiden, Elia, she says something, I think, in the first episode about her personality with Euphelia, like, oh, it's like just, it's with her personality, it's very strong. It's like being entranced by a demon, just go with it. And I was like, okay. See, she loves, and Anise gets what she wants, knows what she wants. And she is my favorite character in this, for sure.
I love her. She's not my favorite character.
But is Euphelia, I think, your favorite character?
Yes, Euphelia is my favorite character.
Also very good, though.
I always think like people can get like, I don't know, a few episodes are like back. Miguel gave me this whole thing about I pick these weirdo characters. I don't think Euphelia is a weird character.
No, so, like, not at all.
I think I could have picked her brother, like Anissa's brother.
That would have been
the weirdo, right? Yeah. But maybe he's just misunderstood. No, I can't defend it. I really don't. From episode one, her brother, I was like, he's evil. He's up to something. Like,
yeah.
He didn't even before he did anything, I was like, I don't like him. I think he's going to be bad news for us. And turns out he was. But talking about our main girl, I love her so much. I love that she finds the romance in magic. She's like, magic is romantic. But she doesn't necessarily mean that as in like romance as like lovers, like kind of weak thing. I think she like finds magic romantic, like it's the feeling of romance, the feeling of love. But it does bring her love at the end. But I have to respect her. I have to respect her as a character because she does what she wants and she's not really afraid of like, she's like, I'm going to do it and then we'll see what the consequences are. And again, just going from episode one, like she comes home, she lives in the palace with her dad, the king and everyone. And she comes home wearing the skinned head of a like wolf.
Yeah.
And she's just prancing around, like coming in. Yeah, she's a little like, I know I shouldn't be doing this kind of feel that she has. But it's something that she loves so much. She's so passionate. How can you not like a character who just goes for what that brings them that much joy? And then, like, she loves it so much that she convinces everyone that it's a great thing. Like, people are, like, how many times has she blown up, like, the city, like, just crashing on her brew? But people are still like, you know what? She wants in. This is what brings her joy. So we'll just let her do what she wants and be happy with it. And I don't know. Sometimes I'm conflicted about her dad. I'm like, I wish he's supportive, you know, in the end, I feel like.
Eventually, but yeah.
I wish he would have come around more earlier. I love that scene where he talks about, like, when she was young and she bursts into his room and she's like, oh, I don't want to rule the country, or, like, I don't want to marry a man.
Yeah.
And then she's like, because I don't want to get pregnant or something like that. I was like, oh, my gosh. She is going to be hilarious. I want to be her best friend. I think that's what it boils down to. She's not my favorite, but I'm like, we need to go out for drinks.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, like you said, being drawn in from this first episode, when she, the first time she connects with Euphelia, when Euphelia is going through this heart-wrenching, like, tragedy, having her engagement completely called off with this villain brother, or maybe misunderstood, as you said, who knows? But she just crashes in, and she's basically like, you called off your engagement, bro? Well, I guess she's my best friend now, or my assistant. I'll take her. It's fine. Bye. I love that. But I can see, like, Euphelia, her story, her character story, from being so, having so many roles just assigned to her, and she feels the responsibility to fulfill, and then going through this whole trajectory of then finding freedom again, also very metaphoric for our Pride Month here. But yeah, I can see how her character too is amazing. Just what the transition she goes through of, like, it was heartbreaking when you said, like, you just want to protect her. I don't know what episode it was, but where she's asking Anis basically, like, just give me a role. Give me something to do. Tell me to do something and I'll do it. Because she doesn't know how to think for herself, or how to, basically be free, because she's always been following rules, or she's had this role assigned to her that she has to fulfill. And that's basically been her life. And she doesn't know anything outside of that, which then she learns to love. And then, it was such a good story. Again, and so much packed into these few episodes.
I think this could have been 24 episodes. I definitely think this could be two seasons.
Yeah.
I love Euphelia so much. I love the character that doesn't know who they are, or kind of hasn't like discovered who they truly are as a person, or what really drives them, or what really powers them. And then to see them grow into like such a badass character at the end, I feel like that's Euphelia's journey. Like, she is the opposite of Anaïs, because she's like, she let the world describe what she needed to be. She was like, okay, I need to be this kind of person. Like, if I'm to be the queen, then I need to like inhabit these characteristics. And she never strayed away from that. And then suddenly she's free of all that, and she's like, wait, I have power inside myself. I can now dictate my own life or like discover what I want to do in this world. And I don't know. She's such a great character. Someone so quiet in the beginning. It's not like she becomes some really like loud, crazy person at the end. She's still like who she is like when we met her, but now she has ownership of herself. She knows like where she's going. She knows what she wants. She knows like who she wants to be with. So I really love that about her. She's like one of my favorite. Well, there's not too many characters in the show, but I love her a lot. I think out of the main grouping, she's the one who I gravitate towards the most throughout the show.
Yeah, and then going to some of the, like you said, there's not that many characters, but I would say this person is a side character because it's not of the first of the two protagonists. But Lainey, she's in my girl group because she, that revelation that she is descendant of vampires, so she has this entrancing power that she doesn't even at first when we meet her know she has. So everyone's just attracted to her, and she doesn't know why it's causing conflict and stuff. But that could be great for a girl pop group because again, everyone will be entranced by her, which is like you said, like when you have a heartthrob, that could totally be her in that aspect. I know it caused her trouble and caused some trouble in RR Magical
The magical revelation of the reincarnated princess and the Chinese lady.
Yes, MRRPGYL. Yes, so it did cause like again the whole political disruption because of the brother and everything, and people just not realizing she was, I guess, controlling them. But in a girl pop group, that would be great. But I also, something about this is just the females. I loved how she, Anastasia just took them all under. She's like, I don't care if you guys had some rift in the past. We're all living together now, and we're all going to be happy and revolutionary together. Like, she just took everyone under their wing. Something surprising of this, too, was how beautiful the battle scenes were. Oh my gosh, I was like, what? I didn't expect this. but yeah, like when they fight the dragon.
I had that in my notes too. The dragon fight was amazing.
Totally unexpected. Because yeah, when we first see her, she's just fighting these wolves. And I was like, oh my gosh, we've gone all the way to dragon now. Let's see how this goes. But yeah, the graphics of how those fights went down, like with her and her brother. In the end, her and Euphelia, I was like, oh, they're just gonna duel each other. Okay, that solves things. But yeah, I think the graphics of the battles were fantastic. And I did not expect that based on the initial storyline of this one. So that was like a fun surprise.
I was watching this, I was like,
yeah.
These swords are so cool. Like, the swords they use, I was like, man, these should be the Mana sword when she's doing cutting the, like, blast in half from the dragon.
Yeah.
I was like, that is such a badass. I don't know how much I'm going to be seeing the praises of this anime. This is going to be something I'm going to recommend to everyone. It's just, like you were saying, badass fights. I loved, like, these girls fighting, and like it was no one was holding back. This was like intense. The dragon fight is my favorite. I guess her and her brother was a great fight too, but I like the dragon.
Yeah, that was my favorite, her and her brother.
I was thinking, like, when I was watching the dragon fight, I was like, wait, there was a moment where I was like, are they gonna befriend this dragon? And the dragon right now, like, there was a moment where they're, because the dragon was like dying, and I was like, wait, is he really dying? Or are they going
to
like...
He's talking to her.
Yeah. It's like, he didn't talk the whole time, and now we're talking. I was like, is she going to revive him? And then now maybe you have a dragon on your team.
Maybe if it was a female dragon. That
Well, yeah, she only, she only bring. There was a point where I was like, is she going to bring in every one of his girlfriends? Is she going to just keep getting girlfriends? And she's like, you know what? You're on the team now. I loved when her mom was like, you're going to find another girl to stay with you. Her mom was like, the optics are weird now. Like,
yeah. And she
you're living
like,
with a lot.
Yeah. And she was like, you know who's living with you now, right? Like, your brother called off the engagement with one for the other. And you're going to have them both living with you? Did you think that through?
And I love how she brings her in. And then I love that time where they're talking to each other and then she doesn't know that she's using magic. You know? Lainey, and then she's like,
yeah.
She's so sad and like so like upset about it. And everyone's like, no, don't worry. It's like nothing you did on purpose. This is just kind of who you are. And we're going to help you understand your powers. And now you're a badass vampire. Welcome to the team.
Pretty much.
I think lastly for me, just with this show, like, her brother, what is his name? Algard?
Yeah. Al. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just like, you could have been cool, man. Like, a lot.
Yeah.
When they start talking about his, like, backstory, you know, him and his sister were so close and, like, they grew up together. And then they're just rift. I was like, man, you could have been a part of this cool women's team, you know, like, all these cool women. And, like, this is who you are. I don't know. I was just so upset with them at the end. I was like,
to your point, I was trying to find. I'm like, okay, well, what were his motivations? Why was he doing what he did? And he just wanted also to fulfill his role, I guess, just in a weird way of trying to kill Lainey for her power. So he can use it to kind of control the city so he could be a good ruler. But he was still what made him so angry. I was like, dude, she just was doing this for you. But then you got mad and now you just held it against her and everybody. And I can't, like you said, I can't defend you anymore.
Yeah.
He's just holding
people back. What were you guys saying?
In their battle, like I really wanted Anisifia to like slap him with that dragon. She has like, I was like waiting for it. I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be the best bitch slap like ever. But we see why that didn't happen.
Lastly, is there anything else you want to say about the show before like I kind of give what I want for the future of it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, I'm just very happy that I watched it. I did not think it was something that I'd be into, but it is a fantastic story with these characters. So I am very interested to hear what you want for the future of it, because I'll keep saying I wish there was more. So we'll see.
Well, I definitely want like a journey. I think we need to go like out of the city, like far off.
Yeah.
We need to go explore the world. We need to find that female dragon to join our team. We should collect more misunderstood people and unlock more magical powers. Like, as soon as we got vampires in this show, I was like, whoa, we can have anything now.
Okay.
I was like, anything is open. Let's go. I was like, vampires now? It's not just magic. And, another point. Do you remember when, like, she first shows her magic invention walls and then there's like a hairdryer in there?
Yes.
I was like, whoa, she's not, magic isn't, it's crazy thinking like magic in this world, in the world they're in, is kind of like our normal things. Like there was the teapot.
Yeah.
And then the hairdryer. And I was like, whoa, those are like our mundane things. But for in this like kind of, I don't know, like fantasy world, they don't have the like electricity and stuff like this to like power these things with their magical items. I was like, that's so cool. I don't know how she would do in our, like, sometimes I'm like, I don't know if you remember anime back in like the tsunami era, but after the episode would end and they would do the end credits. Sometimes they would draw the characters from like Inuyasha or different animes like Dragon Ball Z. They would draw them as if they lived in modern time. Like they'd be driving like modern sports cars, or they'd be grocery shopping in the modern world. And it had nothing to do with the show. It was just like a little fun. What if? Like,
what if? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, what if we brought our girls to our world? You know, I don't know.
We have hair dryers and we have tea kettles. Yeah. So what would be the next? I mean,
there's still vampires. the vampires. but yeah, this is such a great anime. What I would tell people is like, don't let the name intimidate you. It is a lot more. honestly, I thought I was going to be isekai. I thought someone was going to die and come back to life because the name was so long. Yeah.
And it says reincarnated.
But, you know, when you think about it, it's like all these girls have been reincarnated. Like they've been freed of what the world wanted them to be, and they could be anyone they want and love anyone they want to love. This show definitely needs a season 2. It definitely needs more. So I'm hoping. I always tell people one of my favorite animes is the time I was reborn as a vending machine and now I wander the dungeon.
Yeah.
That didn't get a season 2 for 3 years. Like season 1 aired and then 3 years passed by and then we got season 2. So there's never, don't lose hope, people. Don't ever lose hope. We might get season 2. But are there any other things you would like to say about the show before we move on?
No, I think that's it. I will say when you were talking about the recipe of the week, the first thing that came to mind was tea. Because I was like, oh, what would I think of? And so amazing that we were on the same wavelength there, because you had the white tea or jasmine tea. But then I also thought just anything like a vodka Red Bull, because it gives you wings.
Yes.
Like that's pretty on point too. Maybe not as
well, I was thinking like, could we, cool. Is there something we could drop in there? Like the magic medicine?
Oh my gosh, I know.
Oh my gosh. Okay, lastly, before we go, that magic medicine, I was like, oh, she's ready for the raves. Like this, when she took it, the world became a different world for her. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I like how everyone else was like, you're taking that? Like, you're doing that to see magic? And she's like, yeah.
Yeah, she was like, I don't see the problem in it. Everyone's like,
obviously.
No one wanted to be like, wait. But she's just very not. She was like, I'm ready, guys. The set's about to start. I'm about to join. But I love, this is such a great show. But those were just some of our thoughts on the anime. If you have any opinions, who's your favorite character, what scenes you liked, please let us know. Okay, everyone, it's time to put you onto something. This is our recommendation segment where we share whatever we've been watching, reading, or just obsessed with over lately.
Recommendations, recommendations. Here are some recommendations.
Do you have anything you would like to recommend?
Recommend. Since you mentioned it earlier, because I have also been obsessed with it, is A-Team's comeback. So that's been on my playlist constantly these days. So I'm just going to talk about the concerts we've been talking about, since that's very much at the forefront of my brain, in addition to getting ready for Comic-Con, as you said, in next week. But those are basically my big obsessions for probably the next month until Comic-Con actually happens, would be the comebacks, the AT's comeback, the 17, which we're also fans of, V8's comeback is happening. And then just looking forward to everything San Diego Comic-Con, because it's such a task to make your schedule for those days, that I will be in tuned to kind of my little spreadsheet I have. I know our Comic-Con family also has our little schedule and spreadsheet that we'll have too. So kind of seeing how that week comes together will be on the forefront of my mind in the next few weeks. But yeah, that's it for me.
That AT's album, I'm obsessed with it. It's been on a repeat for me. Bad is like my jam now.
Yes, with Chase Infinity in it. I love that she's in it.
the music video is so great, Tito. That's not my recommendation, but I recommend you go watch
it. Not the official, but the asterisk also recommended. Fantastic.
Yeah. I get jumping off of you, I am worried about the comeback season. I am worried about the tour announcements. I'm worried, my bank needs to, recover for a little bit. We need to, chill, all the things, and then we can kick it back in. I'm just worried, but you know what? We will find a way,
Always do.
We will be at the show, so.
Yes.
My recommendation, it's very in theme with concert season again, but my recommendation for everyone is pop-up shops. When a band is in your city, it's tough, everyone. Pop-up is no joke. It's not for the weak of heart. You got to be strong. Those lines are seriously long, but I just recently went to the Ariana Grande pop-up here in where I live. And I met some of the coolest people online. So I just recommend you go. If you're a fan of the band, just go to the pop-up and experience it. I will say you should buy something. If you wait 3 hours on the line, you should at least get one thing. please get one thing. But the people you're going to meet and the experience you're going to have, it's just amazing. So I recommend just doing it. And if you can wake up early. Wake up early and get in that line. The earlier you can wake that line, the better it is for you. But go to these artist pop-ups because some of them are having some really cool pop-ups coming up. And pre-releases. Go to some pre-release stuff. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I love how on your you were talking how before, I know, again, very different concerts that you're talking about on a previous episode, but how you were unsure of going to them on your own, but you do meet so many great people at these things, and you obviously have something in common with them since you're in line, again, like you mentioned, for the same pop-up or the same concert. So branching off from there, you just never know. But yeah, you definitely meet some great people. Why not be like Anastasia and just do it?
Yeah, just go for it. Maybe no magical pills.
Maybe no. To each their own.
Yeah. Well, finally, the kitchen is closed for today. You can find us on Instagram at AnimeBentoPod. You can find me at Jimsta2. Thanks for listening. Hope you are all full of anime and even more full of good food. And we'll catch you next time. Stay legendary. Bye. Let's start the show.